opposition has completed their guidance on political immunity. Economists and PR expectations divided ahead of further announcements. Indeed, on the 7th day of the free system in British Columbia, Canada. The opposition, the Iran Gender Alliance, RIGA, has expressed concern over guidance issued by the Electoral Commission of Gambia, ECG, requiring political alliances to be registered before participating in elections, and has questioned whether the current registration framework can adequately accommodate such groupings. In an interview with Newsweek, WASAC chairperson Sakura Sakota says the requirement raises practical and legal questions regarding how political alliances should be recognized and whether existing regulations provide for their registration. Mr. Sakota further alleges that the Register of Societies is unable to accept and process the registration of political alliances, describing the directive as a political gimmick aimed at favoring department power.
What is very clear is the recent government does not wish to register whether it's a political party or whether it's an alliance. They are so scared of the opposition that they will go the same way they did with it. For no reason at all, they are scared of putting a roadblock, and so they are not genuine at all. I challenge them to say, okay, fine, try to register and we'll make sure that we do it. So the first of all has to be genuine, the government has to be genuinely from people registered. Otherwise, there's no point even trying.
Meanwhile, Country Alliance spokesperson Dr. Lawrence Miller has demanded that the ECG formally write to all political stakeholders to clarify the guidance, arguing that the commission appears misguided in its actions, particularly given that the UPND alliance was never registered.
Who is that region of the electoral process?
Alliances are not provided. And even when you contest as an alliance, you fund the special people's here, so you fund parties such as the UPNDP. They did not put the UPND alliance on the ballot. So the electoral document, it was just the elite alliance bringing people together. So when they say an alliance which wants to contain that party must be registered before they withdraw the party, what we demand is that we let them keep that IT and communicate with the stakeholders. These are some of the things that we begin to raise the question of suspicion, you know, about the UPND trying to apply the Tanzanian formula.
But UPND alliance chairperson Charles Mbeki has dismissed the change, stating that the law is not new, as the Patriotic Front administration applied the same regulation ahead of the 2021 general election, which compelled the UPND alliance to choose all its candidates under a single recognized political party.
Even in the PF administration, that was the case. To participate in an election, you have to register. That's not a new thing. It has been there all along. If you want to participate, you have to register. You need to go to accuse people of being directed. So what we decided to do was among the participating parties, we are already registered. We picked one on which our alliance members should contribute. So we are the first alliance that has won an election in the United States. And that's what we did. I don't know where the Mubarak is coming from. In that time, there was only Mubarak.
Attorney General Simona Karisha says the recruitment of 100 judges this year is expected to significantly reduce delays in the Court of Appeals, where cases are currently taking more than 13 months to be heard instead of the stipulated 6 months. Mr. Karisha has revealed that the number of judges at the Court of Appeal will increase from 19 to 31, and has called on the public to acknowledge measures being implemented to address judicial delays despite growing locations. The Attorney General further outlined planned increases across the judiciary, noting that the number of High Court judges winning points from the current 51, including the Chester 100. He has explained to Phoenix Premium that the expansion is intended to ease the backlog of cases that has been in the appeal timeline and to enhance the judiciary's capacity to dispose of matters more efficiently. However, Mr. Kavisha has cautioned that the replacement process will be phased, noting that some qualified candidates may decline judicial appointments due to other commitments, a situation that could affect how quickly the expanded benches become fully operational.
In the High Court used to have 50 plus the Chief Justice 51. The law has changed now. We are going to 100, so there will be more judges. So appeals will not take that long because of, we used to complain about the fact. The Court of Appeal had 19 judges. We have increased it to 31. But again, what matters is when are we recruiting and when we are recruiting? Are we recruiting all them? Are we going to put 100? Mind you, when judges are appointed, it's not just one person. The judge needs a research manager. The judge needs a marshal. The judge needs a driver. So there are many other people who work. But, of course, judges will be recruited.
Stakeholders have expressed concern over a high court ruling ordering the forfeiture of former President Edgar Lungu's son by the state motor vehicles and property, which the court believes to be cases of crime. On Monday this week, the Lusaka High Court ordered the forfeiture of 79 vehicles and 23 properties, including a two-story luxury apartment belonging to the former president's son, after concluding that the assets were acquired through illicit means. Green Party President Peter Sempamba argued that the forfeiture order was not issued in good faith, noting that similar cases were never pursued by the late president, former president of the Lungu was alive. Mr. Sempamba has described the action as a punitive measure targeting the former first family rather than an effort to process.
The whole thing has nothing to do with justice. It is everything to do with trying to punish the family of the late Edgar Kwalungu by any means possible. We have the family which is up now in East, and in South Africa, the late is still in mortuary on account that government has gone to court to stop the barrio. The family is just being persecuted, and for us, we don't think that is justice.
The National Democratic Congress President Cyril Imbalula has described the number of forfeited properties as excessive and suggested that Zambia needs stronger laws to regulate public office holders during their tenure rather than pursuing such actions after they are in justice.
Sometimes we really have to blame our laws. Our laws are very weak. I'm very assuming that for other countries, including just ambassadors who are accredited to Zambia, when they are given certain amounts of body which gifts, then too. Instead of just the last year when one of the ambassadors was gifted a small gift, and she has refused because it's against their working conditions. But in Zambia, it's not really very clear in terms of what it is that our leaders are going to get. So it's something which is bittersweet, to be honest with you.
Meanwhile, the Foreign for Democracy and Development FDD spokesperson, Anthony Chivilo, has described the High Court judgment as an assault on the Lungu family, stating that they have endured significant pain and trauma under the pretext of fighting corruption.
The High Court judgment, which forfeited the property belonging to the son of the late East African president, Dr. Edgar Kagalungu, Mr. Benny Fonungu, is an assault on the Lungu family.